Mark Leishman is going to join us over in the States, of course, along with Jason Day and Adam Scott and John Sennon and Jeff Ogilvie, Marcus Fraser, Cam Smith and Kurt Barnes, all lining up to have a crack at winning the US Open Golf Championship. And Mark Leishman has been good enough to join us today. G'day, Mark.
Kevin, how are you?
Mark, I'm going great, and hopefully everything's going great for you as well, because we know at the start of the season your wife Audrey was struck down with a serious infection and, in fact, was seriously ill, and you had to miss the Masters, which was the opening major of the season. So hopefully on the family front, everything's well now.
Yeah, everything's going really well now. Obviously a pretty big scare for us there early in the year, but things are starting to get back to normal now, which is good.
You've got a very good record in the majors, finished fourth in the Masters in 2013, fifth in the British Open back in 2014, and 12th in the US PGA as well. And also you've made the cut at the US Open. So, Mark, are you going to this tournament with confidence you can win it?
Yeah, I mean, feeling good. You know, obviously, there's a lot of work that has to be done before Sunday afternoon, but... Yeah, probably in the past I haven't done as well at US Opens as I would have liked, but this one's very different. It's probably more like a British Open than, well, it feels exactly like a British Open. It feels nothing like a US Open, so I think that's going to probably be an advantage for me. A little bit wider fairways. Then you need a lot of imagination around the greens. So, yeah, feeling good about the week and... Just excited to get into it on Thursday.
Well, since your wife's illness, you've come back and played some great golf in the match World Golf Championship match play. You played well. You tied for ninth last week at Memorial, tied for fifth spot there. So obviously you're hitting the ball very, very well. We're hearing some very scary things about Chambers Bay as a golf course.
It's very different. It's really good, actually, from tee till about 20 yards short of the green, and then things get interesting from there. The greens are really, really, really severe. Probably something like the old course at the National, if you've played there. Except they're quicker, they're firmer, it's just a really interesting style of golf, I suppose. But no, it's going to be good. It'll definitely be great to watch on TV, that's for sure. It'll be tough for all golfers, but it's just a matter of you've got to be really precise with your irons. If you hit good shots, you can get it close, but if you're 5 meters out, you could be 100 yards from the hole. So it's going to be interesting, but looking forward to it.
Mark Leishman has joined us. I was reading an article by Mark Hayes, and he was saying that the greens just run into the fairways, that it's just all the one. It's very, very rough, the greens, but you can't tell the difference between the greens and the fairways. And they've got some white dots dotted around the greens so that the golfers know that they're actually on the green.
Yeah, there's white dots. They're probably about 2 metres apart that surround the green. So, it's exactly the same. It's the same grass from the tees all the way to the greens. So, that's a first for me. They are fairly rough. There won't be too many putts holed, I wouldn't think, from long range. But, someone's got to win it, and I'm hoping that there's no reason why it can't be me.
Why do they sort of trick up these courses, Mark, for the US Open? Charles Schwartzel was on record as saying putting doesn't really matter because it's just going to be pot luck. You could hit a good putt and not go in. You could hit a crook putt and the ball somehow may find its way into the hole. Why do they like to make the US Open? Sometimes this tournament can be won by just shooting par. Why do they like it to be so tough? And do you appreciate it as a player?
I think they want it to be a mental game as well. They really want you to... a lot of the courses we play, you can make a lot of birdies, and generally, well, if you're playing well, you do. But I think the USGA, they really want to test every aspect of the game, and, golf's 90% mental a lot of the time, so they really, really want to test that part of your game and try and get you angry. I think that the greens this week are probably not exactly where they want them to be. I'm guessing they'd like them to be a little smoother, but... it's only Monday, so they've still got 3 days to roll them out and get them quicker, and I'm sure they'll be fine. But, not the usual greens that we play on week in, week out.
Mark Leishman has joined us. Mark, have you worked out your strategies, how to play the course yet? Obviously, you know, in practice rounds, having a look at what's out there. We're told there's one hole that's 540 yards long and it's a par four.
Yeah, there's a few actually like that. There's probably four or five par fours that are over 500 yards. so it's interesting. There's a couple of holes that I think 1 and 18, they can switch them between a par 4 and a par 5, depending on wind conditions. So, yeah, they're tricking it up a bit. But I played 18 yesterday, 18 this morning. So I played it one round in the afternoon, one in the morning. It's a completely different golf course from the morning to the afternoon. It firms up a lot. It's built on sand and it dries out really quickly. So, you know, it's just going to be a normal US Open. If you can par every hole, you'll do well. I think over the par is going to, you know, if you could be five over at the end of the week, that's going to be a really good score. So it's going to be difficult, but, you know, it's the US Open, so obviously you want to play really well and try and be up there at the end of the week.
I suppose that's one of the things, Mark, when you're playing in the US Open, different from other courses, when you're making birdies all the time and you're always looking at the leaderboard, or if you make a birdie, you think, well, I've got a chance, I'm going to go up on the leaderboard. But I suppose if you make even bogeys playing at the US Open, you've got to say to yourself, well, if I'm making bogeys, there's a good chance the other players are making bogeys as well, and not really get down on yourself thinking that you're playing poorly, when in actual fact you might be you know, in line with what all the other golfers are producing at that particular point of time.
Definitely. You're pretty much at the nail on the head there. I think the more US Opens you play in, the more experience you have in US Opens, the better you are. I think guys who haven't played in many, they start making a few bogeys and get down on themselves, and then things really start going in the wrong direction. I've had that happen to me before, and it's tough. But exactly what you just said, you need to just understand that everyone's going to make bogeys. Probably this week everyone's going to make double bogeys. You've got to just get over it and get on with it. So that's the guys who can do that are going to do well. The guys who can't do that are going to have some huge scores.
Do you know which group you're playing in at the moment?
I do, actually. I'm playing with Lucas Glover, who won it a few years ago. And an amateur from Scotland. I think he won the British Amateur. So, yeah, it's going to be a good group. Lucas is great to play with. I don't know the other lad, but, yeah, you know, we'll hopefully have a lot of fun out there and play some decent golf.
Tiger Woods is going to be certainly under the spotlight leading into the US Open after what happened at his last tournament when he shot an 85. Do you know Tiger at all, Mark?
Yeah, I know Tiger. Obviously, he's not playing the way he wants to play at the moment. You know, this week will be a big test for him. You know, the fairways are pretty wide, so I think that should play into his hands a little bit. But, you know, it's, if you do happen to miss him, it's really hard. The rough, long, thick, and, yeah, if you're in the rough, it's going to be a really tough to make even bogeys.
I suppose there's something to be learnt for all of us that if the greatest golfer in the world can go through bad patches, that is such an iconic player, that what a tough game golf is.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, it's funny when you're playing well, you feel like you're not sure how you could ever play bad, and then when you're playing bad, you're not sure how you can ever play well again. So it's one of those games, and I think that's what we all love about it.
Well, Mark, thanks for joining us today. Good luck with the other Australians. Of course, we've got eight Aussies in the US Open. I think from memory, only David Graham, I think, won back in 81, and Jeff Ogilvie won in 2006. So it's a great tournament. It's been very difficult for Australians to win, a little bit like the US Masters. So we wish everyone all the best, but in particular, I know everyone up in Warrnambool and you know, wants to get behind yourself in the southwest, behind yourself and your wife. So good luck. That lot of SMS is coming through, wishing you all the best, and a great Tiger man as well. So all of Tigerland's right behind you at the US Open.
No worries. All right. Thanks, Kevin. Go Tigers.
Mark Leishman joining us, and Australian golfer, of course, with eight others, of course, trying to win the famous US Open. For all the latest news and interviews in the build-up to the 2015 US Open Golf Championship, plus you'll be able to follow the eight Australians taking part in the tournament. All you have to do is head to Golf Australia website. That's golf.org.au. Also, don't forget, the build-up to the US Open continues on 11:16 SEN. Sergio Garcia is going to join the boys on the run home tonight with Mark Allen and David Swartz. Plus, later in the week, after he plays his first round, Marcus Fraser is going to join me on this program and have a chat about his first round and also about this amazing golf course at Chambers Bay.